Welcome to IRG's Sports Medicine Update. I'm Tom Hutler, along with Shannon O'Kelly, physical therapist and president of Integrated Rehabilitation Group, and our guest, Dr. Eric Crystal, orthopedic surgeon from Edmonds Orthopedic Center.
Dr. Crystal, thanks for coming back. Good to see you again. Like Tom said, you're an orthopedic surgeon, and you specialize in joint replacements, particularly of the hip and knee, I understand.
Yep.
So, you know, we all know someone who has a knee replacement or arthritis of the knee. We hear it all the time in the media. Aside from a surgical intervention or replacing that joint, what could someone do to kind of prevent either arthritis or prevent having to have that joint replaced?
Well, there are a number of conservative treatment options available before one gets to a full-out joint replacement, and those include everything from weight loss to modifying one's activities, engaging in physical therapy, as well as the regular use of anti-inflammatories, which can make a big difference in most people's lives, and then finally injections into the joint itself before resorting to an actual joint replacement.
However, in today's world, particularly with the technology, a joint replacement is not that bad anymore compared to maybe 15 years ago.
Well, certainly it's an easier operation to get through for the patient. There's a faster recovery. People are back to normal activities much quicker and with less pain than they were 10 or 15 years ago, certainly.
That's great information. Thank you for your time and good to see you again.
If you'd like more information on this topic as well as how to contact Dr. Eric Crystal at Edmonds Orthopedic Center, go to irgpt.com or Integrated Rehabilitation Group's Facebook page.